It's Flickers After Dark.
Monica.
Matt.
This is the place for cool things that just didn't fit into the episodes for this week,
but are kind of sort of related if you squint your eyes and listen really closely. So we are going to cover a song that is Sun Lux's most famous song, but we have not covered in any of our other episodes.
Well, I guess this would be the place to do it.
Yes, it is. And that song is Easy.
Easy. Pull out your heart to me. Being alone. Easy. Easy. Pull out your heart to me.
And what's really hilarious, Monica, is that Easy was a song that almost didn't make the album.
I don't know if they ever would have realized how big of a mess up that would have been, but sounds like they would have regretted it even if they didn't know they regretted it.
Yes. So here is the band talking about that on Dukas Copy TV.
I almost didn't include it on the record. It was a bit of an anomaly for the album Lanterns, which came out the end of 2013. And I actually remember, I don't know if I told you guys this, but I had a conversation with our manager, Michael, and I sent him the song. And this was back when Sun Lux was just a solo project, as before we were a band, although Rafiq plays on the song Easy. And actually that's one of the reasons why we became a trio, was because of that interaction. But anyway, so I had this conversation with Michael, and I was like, yeah, so what do you think of the song Easy? And Michael said, I don't know, man.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, it's weird. and he said, he's like, I like it, but I don't know, just weird. And then I had another friend who is a director, and he's directed a couple of our music video, our couple recent music videos. His name is Nathan Johnson, and he's also one of my long-term collaborators. He's a musician and composer as well. And he said, I really like that song, because I sent it to him in advance. He's like, but that saxophone part is like, what's going on? He was like really confused.
It's like wrong, yeah.
He was like really confused by it. Is it really early or really late? Which I thought that was a cool, response. You know what I mean though? Like, cause it catches you off guard. Anyway. So, I think it's kind of in a way ironic that it's, I think it actually is maybe our most popular song, because of that impulse that I had initially to not include it, you know?
Sounds like that was a close one.
Yep, very close one. But what's interesting is that what made this song blow up was that one of your favorite artists, Lorde, tweeted out the song to all her followers.
Interesting. I'm liking this. So, I'm liking this story very much.
Yeah. So here's Ryan on the Spill the Wine podcast relating that story.
And it didn't hurt that Lorde had tweeted, she had tweeted kind of like late fall about the album, and in particular the song Easy. And then
did that really change a course?
I think so. I mean, she went on to become like one of the biggest artists in the world.
Yeah.
And had like the world's biggest song and all that stuff. And
right.
What
was that song called again?
Royals.
Royals. Yeah. Yes.
And then we did a version of Easy together. But then
How did that happen? You just retweeted and then you...
No, she followed me on Twitter, so we just developed a conversation, direct message. And it turns out she had been listening to Sun Lux since she was 11 years old.
Wow.
Because
she was like 16 at the time, right?
She was 17. At the time she was 17. And but she was a fan of the very first record, right? Because she liked Anticon, and so she was like listening to Y and listening to Sunlux because of those early that early Bay Area hip hop thing that was happening out of Anticon. And she was obviously a very like interesting kid to be listening to that stuff like so early.
And there were some strange things on that label.
So it's not like she caught on. It's not like she heard about Lanterns because of some fire or something, you know.
But I'm still not so sure whether that really informed the audience in Cologne and
in the car on the way to Cologne. I made the beat for the new version of Easy that we did together. So that was just really at the start of that whole thing.
And you have these things happening. Wasn't there some emo band that also like?
That was a year later.
What was that?
Yeah, that band Fall Out Boy. They sampled Lost It to Trying, and then Halsey sampled Easy.
Okay.
So we
know that's just being sampled again, right?
Yeah. There's a couple.
Those Odd Future guys. Out of that camp, what are they called? Name escapes me. It just came out a couple of days ago.
Easy keeps
going.
We'll see if they actually want to properly license that or not.
It's on SoundCloud.
That's kind of how that song blew up.
But he even said when she shared it, she wasn't quite the icon she was today. He said it was before Royals, no?
No, it was at the time of Royals.
It was at the time of Royals. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that would be a bit of a boost.
Yes. Yeah, so this is what they came up with when Ryan Lott worked with Lorde and did their remix of Easy.
Biased.
Yeah, it's such a good version. And it's definitely a more electronically focused one, as the original sounds much more acoustic sounding. And just the way she sings, it's much darker.
She's got a real like drama to her vocals, which is one of the things I love about her. I think she can really imbue a lot of just character. I mean, even if you look at what she's just singing, one word, and she can kind of really bring it. It almost kind of mimics what Ryan can do with instrumentals. She does with her vocals. It's not about what she's saying. It's about how she's saying it that kind of creates this tone that otherwise wouldn't really be there.
Yeah, which is damn cool. She's not the only one that covered it. There's also this electronic artist who's named Woodkid, and he has this really brass infused electronic music, and he is actually more well known for his music video work. He's directed a number of Lana Del Rey music videos.
He also does that song. Iron?
Yes, Iron.
Yeah. Okay, that's the one I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he actually Woodkid did a show. Ryan Lott and him did the song together live. So cool. Here they are at the Montreal Jazz Festival in 2016.
Easy, easy. Who loves your heart to make that being alone?
cool out your heart to make the deep alone easy.
You know the country artist Josh Turner?
No.
Shame on you. I always say his voice sounds like dark chocolate. I just decided that Woodkids sounds like dark chocolate with pistachios, like the nuts like in it.
Yeah, I can see that. And it's really the opposite of Ryan's voice, which is way up in the stratosphere with his falsetto. He's like way down low.
Yeah.
And so it gives, yeah, the...
But there's some grit to it. Like, yes. Josh Turner is like... low and smooth, and Woodkid is like low, but it's got some grit. So I think that's like the pistachios. That's the visual I get. It is.
Hey, I like that imagery that you're giving.
Oh, well, if you want me to keep going, John Lennon, not John Lennon, John Legend is dark chocolate with caramel swirls. Like it's still deep and low, but there's some like just like creaminess, like you know what I mean. all the best male vocalists sound like chocolate to me.
Ryan mentioned in that Spill the Wine podcast that Halsey sampled Easy, and it was on the song Hold Me Down. So let's take a listen to that. So this is just a straight pop song now.
Yeah, but yeah, it's, I like what she did with it though. I try not to be a Halsey fan, but then I listen to her music and I always like it.
Yeah, it sounded like maybe she pitched up the music a bit when she sampled it. It has a much different character to it. The other one, they talked about the Odd Future guys that sampled it, and that was Haji and Left Brain. And they have this side project called Mellow Hype. And this is their song Tisk, where they sampled Easy. Left, right, yes, man, white, God, she's me, yeah, I get the best, man, it's Mellow Hype, by the way, SMH, OMG, tisk, la-di-da-di, bla-di-di-ba, get it poppin', flappin', the this, flip this, what is this, it's it, characterizing, you categorizing, I'm rapping, enticing, baptizing your wives, your daughters need holy water with some olive oil, she's a Christian, rich, snitches get clip, snip, ditch, she got on lipstick, gypsies, and a tertiary promiscuous, a master of disguise, she know how to hide. Last night I was at the strip club throwing doves at her tidbits. She carry us when I'm kidnapped. That just gave me cancer. Wow.
I did not like that.
I think it's a interesting take on it.
Yeah.
I think it feels like they sped it up, or just the break beat in the background, that it just had a fast break beat going on to it. It's very hip-hop-ish type take on it, but it's interesting how the song can be transformed in different ways to pop, to hip hop. But
I do think it's got like a really like unique but versatile kind of beat and melody.
Yes.
Like that's a really good way. Unique but versatile. So I can appreciate the way that people have sort of bastardized it into fitting their own personal molds.
And the last place it's been sampled, which was not mentioned by Ryan on the Spill the Wine podcast, is by G-Eazy. Are you familiar with him?
Oh my God, I can hear my girlfriend cheering from across the country. It hurts.
And I think it was on his latest album. I think the final track is called, it's called Easy, but it's with a Z.
No.
Just like his name.
Oh, she's and so happy. I can already feel
it. So here is his sample of that.
Talking to my younger self. Yeah. Dear Jim,
You're 14 years in a truant. You're trying to find your place and figure out where you fit. You're finna start rapping with a kid you went to school with. But more on that later. Right now you going through it. So you gonna have to prove that you ain't soft and you ain't stupid. And you gonna have to scrap with some kids that you ain't cool with. You got a short temper, just be careful when you lose it. You wanna be the man, but it's gonna take some time to prove it. You'll fall in love, but she gonna break your heart and put you through it. Fuck falling for that bullshit, you gonna fall in love with music. You're finna get arrested, almost fuck around and lose it. Spend days in juvie standing at the window looking through it. Nothing in life is promised, not even free Thomas. So only chase dreams and only chase commas. Won't happen on its own, trust, we've been through it. If it was easy, everyone
I actually
would
like
do
that
it.
Though, actually. Oh my god, and she's gonna listen to this and feel even more vindicated. I actually didn't hate that. I liked that a lot. I liked it a lot more than the, what is it, on
the
Future?
Mellow hype.
Yeah, I did not care for that. I actually liked what he did with the beat from like a more like a rap perspective.
He sped it up a ton. He sped up a ton, but he laid back on the beat that he added, which I think was helpful.
There's the song, there's what he added, and then I think he added like a nice kind of transition kind of musical element to pull it together, so it had a more cohesive feel.
Yes, and it makes sense why he sampled it, because it's his rap name. So just like Sunlux reinvents their music often, here are other artists reinterpreting this one song, either through covers of the song or through sampling it, and you get very, very different characters and vibes through each of these interpretations, which is cool. Bro, I seen an open lane and then I drove straight through it. If it was easy, everyone would do it. This game is not. Next week, we will conclude our season and hear from all of you as you called in, you send us audio clips, and give us your thoughts on Sunlux. Subscribe, help boost the podcast by writing and review us on Apple Podcasts.
And tell everyone and anyone you know who's a Sunlux fan, or even those who aren't yet.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Matt Linder.